The content discussed in the Well Life podcast is not meant to be medical advice, but for educational purposes only. If anything we discuss resonates with you, please reach out to your physician before making any changes in your medications, diets, or routines.
Welcome to the Well Life Podcast, where our mission is to educate and empower you to take control of your life in every area, spiritually, physically, relationally, and emotionally, to live life well and to be the best version of yourself. Here are your hosts, Dr. Glenda Shepherd and Robin McCoy.
Everyone, and welcome to the Well Life Podcast. My name is Dr. Glenda.
And this is Robin McCoy.
And we are honored to have you join us again this week. We have a very special guest this week, and I am going to ask Robin to introduce him to us.
You know, I am so excited to introduce him to you today. He was instrumental in helping Glenda and I start our podcast. And so I'm really excited to talk to him about this. But let me just tell you a little bit about who he is. He is a growth to market strategist. He is the founder of Ease Digital Studio, helping CBOs and SMEs thrive online. He is an experienced product manager leading cross-functional teams to deliver innovative SaaS products in education, employment, and healthcare sectors. He's adept in strategic execution, product lifecycle management, and program development. He is deeply dedicated to propelling user experience and closing equity gaps for BIPOC communities. I want to welcome, and I'm going to have Glenda tell you a little bit more about him, but I want to welcome Bello to our podcast today. And I would say your last name, but I don't want to mess it up, so I'm going to have Glenda say it. Glenda.
Welcome, Bello Dunja. Welcome. And let me, yes. And one of his core values is servant leadership and excellence. And I'm a little biased when it comes to Bello because he is my son in love. He's married to my oldest daughter, Elissa. And from the day one that I met Bello, I loved him. Yeah. And he called me mom from day one.
Oh,
from
I love that.
Day one, he called me mom. And I knew that God had given me a son. So thank you, Bello, for being who you are and for being here today.
Yes, I love that. You know, Bello, we've got questions that we want to just open up a conversation. But the one thing, I was introduced to you by Glenda when we were considering doing a podcast. And what was so awesome was that you knew the right questions to ask. You really calmly and walked us through a process, a systematic process on how to develop the podcast. And it was probably the course of a few months, wasn't it, Glenda?
Yes.
So we took time to strategize. You actually helped us strategize the name, what we're going to be about, who's our audience, what are our topics. It was extremely thorough, but you did it in such an engaging and life-giving way that made the whole process that could be a drudgery for a lot of people. You made it fun. You made it exciting. And I know for me, I was always excited to get on the call with you to walk through things. So I am a huge fan of yours, and I absolutely love you as well. And I'm so excited that you're here with us today. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. And you're the one that helped make it happen.
I am honored to be a guest on this show. Two things left out of my bio are, one, a big fan of this show, and two, a plant parent. So I grow a lot of indoor plants. And if anybody knows about that process, you need careful lighting, you need careful watering, and they'll just do their thing and grow. Mm-hmm. For me, going to market is the same process. Mm. Robin, you defined it really well through your experience and how we built this podcast in planning. For me, it goes back to, are you watering it right? Are you feeding it the right food? Mm. It'll grow. it'll grow and do its thing from there. So thank you so much for having me today. This is the 25th episode. Yes.
We're big time, man. I know.
God bless you and all the work you're doing here, encouraging folks across the country and the world to find their God-gifted lives and take control of it and live into their calling. Not a lot of people have the bandwidth in their day to do this on top of the work you already do. So thank you. Oh. I'm a fan and I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. Thank you.
Yes, my heart's overflowing.
Now we got this. I know we have this mutual admiration society right here, the three of us. So, Bello, we read all these things in your bio, but could you maybe elaborate? I know that Glenda, you talked about CBOs, SMEs, and just really talk to us. Can you talk to us about what it is that you specifically do with your career, with your business?
Absolutely. There are two components of my career that are very distinct. The first is what I do professionally, 9 to 5, every day, 5 days out of the week. That is a product manager. That's in the workspace of product management, usually in the technology field. This is where you'll find this title. And essentially what we do is we develop products and services that are online. That's where SaaS comes from, software as a service. Mm-hmm. And usually folks will go online to use them. So those will be applications like the one we're using to record this podcast, or your friendly distractions like social media.
Yeah.
In either case, product managers are the ones behind actually delivering the value that folks that are using these applications are seeking. So making sure all the teams behind the tools are functioning properly and are delivering what the end users are expecting to see. So it's a heavy role to play. It's usually underrated in the scheme of engineering and leadership, but typically you'll find us playing the role of influencers, encouraging positive growth, finding numbers and metrics to encourage folks to continue to build the right things. For me, the metrics I pay attention to are the gaps in equity. We are people, we come with biases, and the things we build essentially carry those biases. So making sure we're paying attention to those as we're building new technology so that it's making everybody's lives easier and not creating more complexity. That's product management. There is a side to this that's really, really fun.
Okay, that's good.
That is taking the product to market. When you see people face light up because they got this thing they've been asking you for and no one's giving it to them until you brought it to life. It's almost like Christmas Day, but it's throughout the year.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of that work is what we call go to market. And it takes a lot of strategizing. You have to plan who you're talking to, how you're talking to them, how you deliver, and then how you support them throughout the experience of whatever the tool or service is. I take my pleasure in that component because it comes with storytelling. And for me, as a creative, I find creative ways to be able to tell stories that allow people to see the value they were seeking from the onset. So go-to-market strategist is my part-time role. Product management is my full-time role.
Okay. Wow. I love that because when you talked about stories, that's something I think you talked about with Glenda and I.
Yes.
As a part of just developing this and what is our stories. And so that's, I totally get that. And the fact that when our first podcast was up, the Christmas morning feeling was definitely there.
Right. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Yes.
Bello, I'm curious, how did you get into the world of tech? How did all of this come about?
Yeah.
In short, accidentally. I think God has his way for you if you listen.
Yes.
For me, I grew up as a farmer in the village somewhere in Togo, West Africa. Technology was not in my dreams.
Not at all. No.
No.
essentially migrated to the United States for better opportunities. Okay. And my parents said, you need to go to school. And typically for African migrants, there are four domains that you're going to work in as a child. It's either you grow up to be a doctor, an engineer, a lawyer, or who have it, you know, these traditional roles.
Yep, yep.
Technology was not one of those. Perhaps engineering could be expanded to that, but it was not in scope. So yeah. The odds for me getting into technology was very slim. And I think God just had his way of pushing me where he needed me most. Mm. And essentially, I went to school and studied everything under the sun that I could study with the time I was allowed it. Wow. None of it was for technology. Then I go off to graduate school, and out of nowhere, folks start asking me questions about technology. Mm. And as you're young, you start looking into things. Well, how was that built? Why is it not doing what you expected it to do? Eventually, I found out that there's a role for this. Mm. It's product management. Wow. Since graduate school, I've stuck to that role and continued at it to today. And wow. It changes as you grow. The technology sector changes. There's new technology to work with.
Yep.
AI, most notably today.
Right.
That wasn't at play 5 or 10 years ago, at least right. not in the common vernacular. But today, things are changing, so the role changes. Mm-hmm. But I became a product manager accidentally. I discovered technology accidentally. That's mm-hmm. why I think maybe it's just the past God had paid for me.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Would you change it?
No, I would not. I would amend it as I continue to grow.
Nice.
There is a peace in my heart that is to marry technology and agriculture. This is because I grew up as a farmer.
Yep.
The way technology helps us connect today, here, right now, can do the same in the sector of agriculture. And when you can feed people, you're changing the world.
Yes.
For me, I want technology to do all it can to feed people. Mm. There should not be talk of malnutrition,
yeah.
terrible diets,
yeah.
terrible health habits mm-hmm. when we have technology to inform what people are eating. Mm-hmm. So I would not change my path. But I will amend it, and I'm hoping to get there.
You will get there in Jesus' name.
Amen. I love that. I love that because now that's you're speaking our language. Now you've stepped over into the health and wellness because what we find, Glenda and I find, is so many people are unaware of how to eat healthy, what's good for them, what's not good for them, how to buy, you know, even to look at source, so sustainability and regenerative produce and all of these different things, and to be able to have something that would help the consumer, just the average consumer, learn to buy the best possible product would be incredibly insane, wonderful. Yeah. I see that. I totally see that.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just going to speak that over you right now that it's done and yeah. you're going to come back on with a new app or something that we can go to, that you can go to market with.
Yes. There you go, Robin. I love that.
Yeah. That's going to help our clients. Absolutely. Yeah.
And one of the questions that we have was, what is your big, scary dream? Would you
yes.
think related to it, Bello?
You know, it's not scary at all, but it okay. is a big dream.
It is. Yeah.
I by 47 years of age, that's just in a few years for me now.
17 years for everybody to know.
I will be on a farm somewhere in Africa as the farmer. That is my big dream. It wow. is not scary because I mean, how can it be scary to be amongst fruit trees and birds?
Right.
But it is a big dream, partly because I do want to incorporate that dream with the work I'm doing today. And as you heard in my bio, I've worked in education, healthcare, and employment. You tie all of that into agriculture, I think we would have a really successful community. So my big dream is to be on a farm by 47 and live out the rest of my days.
Wow.
I'm curious, why 47?
I've parsed my life into decades.
Okay.
It originally was supposed to be by 7 years in biblical terminology, completion. But decades are just easier math.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Bello. I think that it would be cool to be, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are thinking along these lines of having their own space where they can farm their own land. And there's a lot of people that are moving to that right now. And there's definitely something in that. And I love, you know, even in the, when you're looking at the story of Ruth and how they left food for the people that couldn't afford food to go behind them and pick up, you know, what was left over or pick up, or even where the farmers were told, leave this behind, leave this behind so that others can, that can't, or less fortunate can actually eat. And so to be in that sort of position to where you have this thriving piece of land and you're able to not only sustain it, but you're able to feed others with it is an incredible, incredible dream. I love that.
So, you know, it was real for Ruth.
It's
been real for me. I remember my family saying, we're leaving a certain section of our crop and we will leave it on the farm. It never made sense, but one day it did. When we were walking home and we didn't have particular condiments and we stopped at someone else's farm and picked it on our way home. So we grew some crops, others grew other crops. Yeah. Everybody left something. Oh. Everybody got everything.
Oh my gosh.
It was real back then. It is real today.
Yeah.
Folks are living like this where I come from. And I'm hoping to continue that as I grow older.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. We need to have that, not just where
you're eyed. Oh, goodness.
Right. We need to have that here in the USA as well. There's definitely a huge need for that. Oh, what a
you
good.
You know, my neighbors do some of this.
Do they?
We are trying to grow some things ourselves because if you walk down our neighborhood, summer days, you'll see cucumber on the front lawn. You'll see some pepper.
I love it.
Yeah. It's here. And I think as we all see the direction of this world and we're calling for kingdom come, many people are finding ways to go back to community.
Yes. Bello. That's so good. That's so good.
You see, hey, when did you love him, Robin?
I know. I do. Well,
is best of gold. Oh my goodness.
I know. And I think that, you know, I'm one of the probably the privileged few that gets to know you and have spent time with you, Bello. And I did. I'm so glad to know more of your story. When did you actually move to America?
I was 10 years old. This was around 2004.
Okay.
Yes. And as a child, you know, you don't have much say on where you go. Your parents determine that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've been in the Washington area since.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you can absolutely relate to the desire to go back home. Right? Yeah. And just, you see, you've got the skills that you see that can benefit your home. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
So one of the questions that you have down here, Glenda, put down here is that we already kind of talked about what your specialty is or what you enjoy doing the most. I know when we were starting to develop the podcast, we would have you on Zoom. You were in a room that had plants everywhere and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Little did I know it's tied into your overall life story. So we do want to shift a bit, and we've kind of talked about it, but we want to shift and be intentional about talking about your success. And we see you as one with an overcomer's mindset. You kind of shared some of that right now, but your success didn't come easy. In doing what you're doing, it didn't come easy. You kind of, and it wasn't, I don't think it was by accident either, though, even though it felt like it was by accident.
I agree. I will say, I'm not in my office because the plants have taken over.
Okay.
That's a joke. Those plants are doing very well and they're thriving in that space. To answer your question about overcoming and my success, I call my success blessings. Partly because as an individual, I don't feel that I've attained success. Mm. It might be because I have really prescriptive definitions.
Ah, good.
About what success is to me.
Tell us what your definition. Yeah.
Well, for one, I'm not 47 yet, and I told you about that goal.
Okay. All right. 17 years from now. Okay.
Hey, but one of your successes is that you're married to Glenda's daughter.
Now that I can speak to.
There you go.
Exactly. And I call them blessings because. Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, I broke my life into decades, and each chapter has a significant life event. The most recent significant life event is marrying my best friend, partly because that sets the foundation for the rest of the chapters of my life. So at this stage, that is one particular blessing I can speak to because I'm growing. The plants in my household are growing. Mm-hmm. Our family is growing. Yeah. And that is because we have set a good partnership in our marriage. Mm. Beyond that, the things I hope to achieve career-wise, starting a business, those I believe will come with time. So I don't consider them success yet. Mm. But what I have achieved, I call blessings because it's God's grace. Mm-hmm. I never saw in my dreams working in the space I'm working in. Mm-hmm. I never saw attaining the level of education I've been offered and attained. Most folks coming from where I come from have attained the same things through grit, hard work, intentionality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, it's not anything new. Many people have paved this path. It's a path that I'm on. I will walk it gracefully as folks before me have walked it. For my success, though, it's very prescriptive. So I hope to get there.
You will get there.
With your help.
You will get there, Bello. Absolutely.
Hey, you said it multiple times, Bello. You said, and this was talks about mindset as well. You said, I'm in a space that I never saw. I never saw this person that I'm going to marry. I never saw that I'd get the education that I have. I'm curious, and I wonder when you're saying that, what is it that you are that's in your path that you still don't yet see? And what I would imagine, because you've experienced things beyond anything you could have imagined because you didn't see them, that there's maybe even more than you can imagine that you're not seeing right now. And in a year from now, or 5 years from now, or when you're 47, you're going to say, I never saw this. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that might be. That's something maybe to press in on and dream on and get a little bit scared about what that might look like. Because don't you think, as a 10-year-old boy, if you would have known the path you were going to step into, that would have been like ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Would have made no sense.
You know, there is a West African proverb that I'll paraphrase. It goes something along the line of what an elder can see sitting down, a child cannot see on top of a tree. I never saw these things because I haven't walked that path yet.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm seeking now is spirituality, growth in my spirituality. This is because I believe in my ancestors, there is much knowledge that is yet to be uncovered.
True.
In my path of walk, I've experienced religion, I've experienced communities, the one thing I hope to grow in more is spirituality.
Mm.
Beautiful.
It's good. I think that's everybody's goal, isn't it?
We should all be. Yes,
it is. It's one of my, you know, growth goals every single year, to be intentional and grow spiritually. And what does that look like, and really begin to define that. So, And every year, God always makes sure that that growth is there, whether we like the way it comes or not. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Bello, what would you like to add that we haven't asked?
Well, let's talk about the podcast and the success.
Yes. Well, I do want to, because you helped us. And with your side hustle, are you able to help others do the same thing? So that's kind of my curiosity too, what Glenda, you were wanting to talk about is, are you available, accessible, and willing to help other people? And it may not be a podcast, it may be something else, but you have that strategy, you think about, right? I'm sorry, there's just a motorcycle going by. So if anybody heard it. No, did you hear it? No?
No.
Okay. It was really loud. So, podcast, are you able and willing to help other people do that?
Yeah, if y'all will remember, when we started this conversation, it was about how big can we dream? Where are we going with this? What kind of impact do we want to have with this? That same level of intentionality is what I have in the work I do. We call it side hustle. I love that because it is.
Yes.
And till today, I continue to support folks. I mean, some notable folks that I've worked with is Paddle Pilgrim. Dave Ellingson does amazing writing for his adventures paddling across the country. And he hosts his podcast just like this as well.
Yes.
Tondo National Forest. They're trying to create more stories about folks experiencing the free land that we all have as members of the United States, and we have in common to go and explore for adventures outside of our homes. They're telling more stories, and I help them do that. Mm. Community foundations, most notably in Snohomish County, they're telling stories of the development work going across their community and how community-based organizations are supporting folks on a daily basis. I cannot list all those organizations and I say the Well Life podcast, because you are enacting change in folks' day-to-day lives as you promote these stories that you're telling here and as you give advice that is non-medical, but sage advice for folks to improve their lives.
Mm.
I continue to do that work because it's fulfilling. Mm. There are some days in your 9-to-5 where you will feel drained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what I come to replenish.
Mm.
And so I continue to support folks at that capacity. And it's two simple paths. I can help with content strategy. That is, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? What kind of content should you create for it? Is it video? Is it audio? Is it text? Let's figure that out. I can help implement it as well. So let's actually create the video and publish it. Let's edit it. So those are the two paths on which I can support folks. And I'm open to doing that. I will give you my website and details for folks to access my services. Beyond that, I'm a storyteller.
Mm.
I want to be included when there is a story to be told. So for folks listening, if there is a burning story in your heart you want to tell, I'm all ears. Mm. I will help figure out how to tell it.
Oh, I love that.
You. So Robin, he's recreated my website and we are really close to launching it. And it's spectacular. It is amazing.
Oh, I'm excited to see that. I really am. Yeah. So you help people build websites as well. And do you do photography and videography as well? I that's something in the back of my mind kind of reminded me of that as well.
Videography mostly. I do not do photography. And part of my work is creating, just like you all, a holistic approach to what folks look like online. You know, there is the component of being able to surface across search engines. There's the component of having a website that's user-friendly. There's the component of creating consistent content across the other channels to sustain your brand or your message. For me, I take a holistic approach, and I have a workbook for this that walks step by step on how the planning process goes to make sure there's sustainability in what folks are promoting. So Mom's Site is an example, a classic one, of the need for a site, the need for the content on the site, and then the promotional path to continue to grow as her business grows.
That's exciting. Yeah. I probably need my website refreshed too. So it's just giving me all kinds of ideas. That's beautiful. So Bello, one of the things we, and Glenda put this down, something that we ask everybody, because this is the Well Life podcast and we want people to be well in every area of their life. What is your one non-negotiable health habit?
I love this. I really love this question. I have to get outside.
Yes, you do.
Into the trees. If you're listening, the question is, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Non-negotiably. Mm-hmm. It could be term limited as well. For me, once a week, I have to be out into the trees. It's how I ground myself. Mm. It's how I listen to myself. Mm. It's how I listen for guidance outside of my body.
Yep.
It's how I find peace.
Yes.
It's how I recharge my energy. So it's non-negotiable. I have to get outside and walk amongst the trees.
That's so good. So did you get a chance yet to listen to our podcast on forest therapy?
I have not. This means there's an episode I haven't heard. Okay.
Yeah, because you were talking earlier as well, and even just now, and I'm thinking you need to probably meet our friend Russ. We did a podcast with him on forest therapy, and hopefully we're going to be doing a walk with him sometime soon. So we need to invite you. Yes, let Bello know.
Yes.
Because I am with you too. Don't you feel that urge sometimes that you have, like there's a Bradley Park that I go to here in Puyallup, and it has a little lake in the middle of it, and you can walk around. It's about a mile just around in circumference going around it, but it's filled with trees, just everything. And so getting underneath the trees, stopping and touching the trees, standing in the grass, take my shoes off, whatever it might be, but just that there's something that is so centering, I think, in that, right? And it just brings you back to a place, anyhow, for me, a place of peace. So I love, love, love your answer. And yeah, Glenda was telling me, like, when you guys do a walk together, that you like to just walk and enjoy it.
Rolls. Bello, come on. He's just taking his time. And, and he's at peace. And I love that. I just love that. Yeah.
So when we were talking, because Glenda and I like do the power walk. So you need to like do the power walk first and then walk through the trees. So both.
There is time for both.
Yes.
I want to get outside and take my time. Our days are packed. Meeting after meeting, conversation after conversation. I think a walk is a good time to just breathe. Yeah. But then there's that time when you need to power walk or run. So going outside gives the opportunity for both and.
Yes.
And that's partly the reason why it's non-negotiable for me. What I wish I did more, though, is follow Mom's advice on exercise, weight training. So I hope to grow in that space.
Yeah, you either need to do it now or you're going to have to do it later. So you may as well pay now.
Do it now.
Agreed.
Do it now.
Appreciate it later. Yeah.
Your body, your muscles and everything will eventually say you shoulda done this. And now you have to do this. So you should do it, right? Do it before you have to do it.
Amen.
So Bello, maybe you could tell everybody that's listening, how do they contact you if they're interested in working with you?
I am online. You'll find me at easedigital.studio. So that is my website. Okay. All of my contact paths are on there, my phone number, anything you need to get in touch with me, my calendar as well.
Okay. So
easedigital.studio.
Yeah, we'll be sure to put that in the show notes too, so people can scroll and look, get it from there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Glenda.
Okay. This has been awesome, Bello. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be here and to be with us.
Yes.
Love you with all of our heart. And I think I just feel like I want to pray over you right now.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you right now for Bello. We thank you for the man he is.
Yes,
and you know who you have created him to be and all the things that he is to do.
Yes.
Keep him on his path, Father God. Enlarge his territory.
Yes,
open
Lord.
His eyes and heart so he can receive more from you and to know, Father God, that he is walking in the right way.
Yes, Jesus.
Bring him just more peace in his days, Father God. And I just pray that he and my daughter will have such a beautiful future with
yes,
grandbabies coming, Father
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
I had to throw that in there, Bello. I'm sorry.
We're in agreement. We're actually going to be doing a recording for Mother's Day. So, you know, and I was telling her grandbabies are like that's the fruit, man. That's where you see it. So
that's right.
You're into planting and growth and fruit, Bello, grandbabies are fruit. Just saying. Okay, everyone, thank you so much. Thank you, Bello. This has been just a fascinating conversation. And my goodness, we would love to have you come back at some point in time just so we can keep track of your story. And
yes.
Once again, if you want to get a hold of Bello, you can look for in our show notes. We've got his information in there and even some of the things that we talked about today. And he's done a wonderful job for us and just been such a blessing for us. And we know that he would do the same for you.
Absolutely.
So with that, we are so glad that you were with us today. Thank you for joining us on the Well Life podcast. This is Robin McCoy.
And I'm Dr. Glenda. Thank you all for being here and have a beautiful day. Live well.
Live well, you guys. See you next time.
If you're ready to get started on a path to live well, join us every week at the Well Life Podcast. We'd love for you to give us a rating and review, share with your friends, and keep coming back. You can follow Dr. Glenda and Robin on all forms of social media or visit their websites listed in the show notes.